Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
What's our contact info, Sarah?
I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And guess what today is?
What?
Well, besides your father's birthday, BJ, happy birthday.
Oh yes. Happy birthday, Dad.
It is the day that I'm calling officially first day of Halloween.
Wow. No, we're not even in October yet.
Everyone was giving me crap because I wanted to start like the fall stuff in August, at the end of August. But it's September. And even though it's not the first day of fall, I'm officially calling it. We are in the spooky season.
Okay, this is what you're saying it is.
Yes.
When is the first day of fall anyway?
I think it's sometime at the end of September. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I feel like a lot of people are with me on this. Everyone's excited. Like, not everyone enjoys the heat. I'm one of those people. I get too hot or too sick in the heat when I'm too hot.
Yeah.
Like, I just get really, really bad headaches and get nauseous, so I like the cooler temperature. 60 degrees is so nice. It's just
Well, I think
perfect.
Even people who like the heat aren't used to the heat that we've been getting
but summer. They still would rather have that than rain.
100-degree weather, though?
Some people get mad at me when I say, like, I want fall. They're like, can you enjoy summer? I'm like, no, I can't. Sorry, I can't.
Sorry.
I'm not in like...
I kind of like both. Honestly, I mean, my favorite season is winter.
Mm-hmm.
But
is that because it's your birthday, or do you like the snow?
I don't know why. I've just always kind of liked the vibe, the feels. I like
winter,
the cooler
Wonderland.
Weather, too, you know? But this summer, I have actually enjoyed doing summery things. There's so many more options in the summer that you can do.
I mean, for me, I only enjoy the heat when I can be somewhere where there's water.
So yeah.
I don't like doing anything, like, for example, when we go camping, it has to be somewhere where there's water, whether the ocean or a lake or something.
You can jump in and pull off.
Otherwise, I don't really see the point.
You're just sweating outside.
I'm just sweaty. And that's the thing, too, with the heat. You can gradually take more and more clothes off, maybe grab an extra fan or something if you can. But once you're like stripped down naked with all the fans on you, you can't do anything else. But when it's cold, you can always add more layers, get even cozier, get another cozy blanket.
Oh. I know, but sometimes you can just add and you're still cold. That sometimes happens, too.
I mean, but that's when you start, you know, doing some stuff.
Whoa, what kind of stuff?
Drinking some whiskey. With your
hot chocolate.
Your loverly.
Or yourself, either way.
I mean, I get warm doing that. Anywho. So it has been a couple weeks since our last episode. We had an unexpected day off. And then last week I had way too much stuff going on. I don't want to say a lot has happened. I feel like a lot's happened, but a lot hasn't happened.
Has a lot not happened in your world?
I mean, aside from my birthday, like, I don't really...
What'd you end up doing? You were talking about how your parents were going to throw you a tequila drinking
margarita
drinking taco eating birthday.
Yeah, and they did.
But then I never got an invite, so I don't know if that happened or not.
No, it was literally just a family dinner at their house. My parents made me the kind of food I wanted. And I was wanting to throw a party. But my grandma, is my grandma's staying with my parents right now.
Boo! Just kidding. I don't know.
You're such an a-hole. But they're staying with them. And then with the rise of, like, Delta variant, other cases, like, I just felt really guilty. Like, really bad putting that on them. And I got really anxious. And I'm like, why am I putting myself through this much anxiety over something that's supposed to be happy for me? So I'm like, if it's causing me anxiety, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, no. So I feel like the last few years you haven't done anything. I don't know what it, like, you've just had, like, anxiety filled around your birthday the past few years, I think.
Right. I think it's just because I don't really know what I have so many friends in different stages of their life.
Yeah.
Like friends with a bunch of kids or this or that. And it's kind of hard to get them all together. I think I remember my last like fun birthday when I was able to get everyone together from different groups of my life. Like, oh, I used to work with you at the first restaurant and I work with you guys now. And you guys are friends from this group or you're friends from high school. Like, I got all these groups together and we had so much fun. That was the night we went skinny dipping.
That
was my 25th birthday. We went to the rickshaw. We pre-gamed at the place I lived in Lake City at the time. Then we all went to the rickshaw, did karaoke, got real drunk, had fun. We went and got Dick's Burgers. We then went skinny dipping, came back to my house. Everyone, it was kind of like a slumber party. I had a bunch of people sleeping over. And it was perfect. But a lot of those people have kids now or live somewhere else. And it's so hard to figure out, like, do I want to do party? Do I want to do like a house party where I can have people bring their family? Because I do love their kids and I want to see these people.
Yeah, and but then that's definitely a different kind of vibe.
Exactly. So
you need like an all-day party. Like, from noon to 5, it's like kid friendly, woo. Then from 5 until midnight, you know what I mean?
Right. But with everything going on in the world, felt very overwhelming to try to plan that. And then it's like, okay, well, are these people being safe? Like, I know some of my friends, some of them are idiots. I didn't trust them to drink enough water and stay hydrated back in the day. Like, they were constantly a mess. I don't know if I trust them to be washing their hands and wearing masks. Like,
that's very true.
So it was so much pressure that, and I wanted to do something because I haven't been able to do anything in general. So yeah. I've kind of been on this upswing in my weird feeling, like, wanting to actually do stuff. But then with all these talks and all these things getting canceled, like I was supposed to go see a comedy show this weekend. I was super excited for
that a long time ago.
Yeah. Shane Smith at the Tacoma Comedy Club. And he posted on Instagram that, I don't know why, but like all of his Washington shows were canceled.
Weird.
So, and I know he's been going through some mental health stuff, but I think he was still doing some of his other shows, but he lives in New York. Because he's my future ex-husband. I know these things. He also posts a lot on social media. But his Spokane and Tacoma show and I think Vancouver show were all canceled.
That's got to be because of him. Because I know like other shows, other places are still having shows Washington. Like,
And I know the Tacoma Comedy Club, I think they filled that slot. So someone is performing this weekend. I think there's two different types of performances going on this weekend. But our tickets, he will be coming back at some point and those tickets will be honored.
Okay. So you didn't get a refund, but you get to go to the show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think eventually. If he ends up canceling, we'll get refunds.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right. So when I saw that on top of like, I was talking to Rev, who he was planning on seeing a show, I think this last weekend, and that got canceled. Or rescheduled.
Wow.
So that, like, all that added so much anxiety. Like, should I cancel it? So I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to hang out with my folks. Maybe down the line, I can just, not so much a birthday thing, but I'll get a get-together with people.
Girl, you've been saying that for so long now. Yeah. You still haven't had your housewarming party yet.
Yeah, technically
and
that was
And it's been over 2 years, right?
A little bit. Like, I moved in, like, a little while before COVID hit.
Yeah.
A little bit. So it's... Yeah.
Wow. Like over 2 years.
Because
You moved in May.
May. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. It's been kind of a crazy couple years for sure. So at some point, maybe like I kind of want to go out and do something, like actually not just so much have it at my house. I want to go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why you got to figure out what's good in your area, you know, because we could always pregame at your house and then bar hop around.
I mean, there's
live.
The casino. There's a couple other bars. They're kind of small. So I need to go and actually like scope
experience.
Them out.
Sometimes small bars still can be like the most fun. And or like the diviest of bars are like
right.
so
And
great.
There's like one that's not too far from my house that I've been to that was really cool. But the only time I went there was when I was sick. It was one of those, we were having a girls' night, and this was like our second girls' night. And I had canceled the time before. I don't remember why. And I was actually sick, like this is before COVID. And I was like, I can't cancel a second time. So I'm sitting there drinking a hot toddy because I'm still trying to drink, but I feel awful.
Yeah. Like, was the vibe of the bar good? Like the people, like the energy?
Yeah. But so we started
even
at the,
for being sick.
We started at the casino. So that was fine. Like we tried to dance a little bit. Then we went to this bar. One of the friends, it's a friend of a friend. She's really sweet. But every time she's one of those people that feels all her feelings very intensely.
Me.
Yes.
It wasn't me.
Except when she's drunk, I feel like she leans towards the sad when you lean towards the not sad.
Yeah. She's more of like a sad drunk than like a happy drunk or an angry
drunk.
Because like
everything comes out and because she feels things so deeply on top of being drunk. Like I've seen this woman cry almost every single time I've seen her.
Yeah.
And I feel bad
because
I'm like, I want to make you feel good, but I don't know you.
Yeah, and you're like very comforting and motherly like. So, and I feel like you'd listen and everybody else would be like, F you, girl, we're just trying to have fun.
Except funny enough, because I don't know her, like the friends that do know her are very motherly and comforting to her. And I'm sitting here like,
awkward.
Awkward. I'm just going to look
maybe
around.
Not invite her to the next girl's night.
But that particular girl, like, I'm the only one in the group who does karaoke. And everyone loves going to karaoke. They don't like doing it. So I'm the only one that sings. And they're like, Vicky, what song are you going to sing? Because it's a karaoke place. I was like, I'm sick. I'm losing my voice. I have like the body aches. Like, I just feel awful. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, can this be over?
Yeah. Did you end up singing?
No.
Did anyone end up singing?
No.
Oh.
They just kept
singing. Yeah, some people just really like going to karaoke. I don't know why.
I'm like, I wouldn't want to go if I wasn't going to sing.
I go because I go because other people in my group want to go and right. They want to sing. And then if I'm like, drunk enough, sure, maybe I'll sing. But I would never suggest it in a group of friends that none of them like to sing.
Right. That's like weird. If I knew I wasn't going to sing, I wouldn't want to go to a karaoke bar where no one's going to sing. Like if I was sick or I lost my voice, I'm like, I can't sing tonight, but if you guys want to, go for it. Like, I want to see them. Like, I want to see my group participate.
Yeah, it's way more fun seeing friends you know sing terribly than strangers you know sing terribly.
Right. It gets a little depressing. I've been to a karaoke bar because I went to go get food once, and they had just started karaoke, and I was eating by myself. And granted, I think I was, like, preparing myself to, like, my boyfriend and I were going to break up, so it was even more depressing.
Wait, you went to a karaoke bar by yourself?
Because they had food.
Oh.
Like, I went to it was a bar. I went to go get food at the bar, okay. And then karaoke started. So
oh.
I was like, wow, this is a whole new level of sad I never realized.
Did you end up singing?
No.
Oh.
I had a drink and was eating food and was preparing to leave. I was like, okay. Yay.
It's like 6 p.m. or something.
Yeah, like, 7, something like that. It was bad.
Oh. Yeah, see, karaoke should never start before 9.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. I don't recommend going by yourself.
Well, we need to make up for all the things that you say you're gonna do and mm-hmm. go to karaoke and I'll sing when I'm wasted.
Yeah. You should sing Barbie Girl.
Okay. I'm done. That's a duet. I'm good with duets.
The thing is, like, I miss going to bars when I lived in Seattle. I definitely, like we were saying, I need to find the good places in Marysville.
Yeah, so then everybody comes to you.
Uh-huh. Or even Everett, because the one thing is, I know a bunch of bars, but they're not close to each other. So I need people to kind of fill in the blanks, like something that's closer to each other. Because I really like the Irishman in Everett. It's an Irish pub. They have really good food. They do trivia nights.
Oh, fun.
It's a really cool atmosphere and stuff, but I don't really know where else to jump to from there. So
after
if you guys,
there.
Yeah, and this is more North Everett, kind of by where Funko is, near that area. Not so much Casino Road or Everett Mallway. I'm going to stay away from that. So don't suggest me that. No, I've spent my time there. Nope. So any suggestions in Everett or Marysville or even Arlington?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I feel like too, like once you like have one spot and then like maybe another spot, then no one really cares where you go. Like,
right.
As long as they're drinks, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And, like, good people, you know?
That's all I want. So give me a few suggestions, people. But because we have been off, we did get a couple messages. One is from our buddy, the Frosty One.
Frosty.
And this was a little while ago. He said, this was when I was talking about home. Like, what feels like home to you?
Yes. Yes.
Because I was talking about how I've never lived in Astoria, Oregon, but it does feel like home to me. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I do visit. And he says, hey, ladies, just wanted to respond to the podcast and say that I listen every week. Actually bummed when there's no new show. So we're sorry. I listen to the morning show and the Geek Nation as well. And it's funny because sometimes I realize that a story may not even resonate with me, but I also enjoy listening all of you talk and how you explain things. So yeah, I listen pretty religiously. So thank you for giving us all entertainment. And I've actually never been to Astoria, and I totally go with you, Vicky. Ha, mostly kidding. Ha ha.
Not really kidding at all.
And as for what I consider home, I don't know. It's just this area, University Place, Tacoma. I've lived in Bellingham, which was always really nice, but I always missed it here. There was things I dislike about the area, but it's still home. A few years ago, I considered moving to Texas closer to some family, but I couldn't bring myself to leave home. And also the heat, gross. Take care, ladies. Thank you again.
Aww.
So yeah, just like the Tacoma area. Like, even if I had to move out of state, I could never leave the Pacific Northwest, I think. Because of the kind of what we were talking about, the weather. Like, I'm so used to having a little bit of everything, all the seasons. There's everything here. If I want, you know, the beach, there's beaches here. I mean, not like white sandy beaches, but there's still beaches where I can drive.
Our beaches are crap. We have like everything except for good beaches.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying we have them.
The one thing that we are really missing.
But you could always drive down and check out, like, I mean, Oregon and like South Oregon, California, there's some beaches there. And it's not a far, far drive. It's not like driving 3 days, 4 days to get to Georgia,
Yeah.
But there's desert, there's mountains, there's everything. If you want snow, you get snow like at some point of the year.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
You can go to the mountains.
But everything's canceled because you get a little bit of snow.
Right, but or you can go to the mountains and experience snow. Like, it's nearby. It's within a couple hours.
Yeah, so. I would say definitely, though, like, the beaches are the one thing that I feel like is probably, like, the only thing Washington doesn't really have.
Yeah, but I just love it. I love the trees. I love the mountains. It's home.
Yeah.
Your buddy James messaged and was making fun of me because I had mentioned we were getting into a conversation. I said something along the lines of, you know, does anybody ever really listen to this podcast? You kind of worry that sometimes you're doing something and it's not really resonating with anybody or nobody cares. And he was giving us crap. It's like, Vicky, does anyone even listen to this podcast? Your buddy James. Yes, damn it. I listen. I don't miss an episode.
That's freaking right.
Hell yeah. Thank
you,
James. Oh, thank you, buddy. And I've been getting a lot of messages from Caesar in general, just always checking in, trying to get us to watch Cruella. Have you seen Cruella yet?
No.
He's like been obsessed with it since he saw it. It is now free on Disney Plus. He's obsessed with the soundtrack, so it is on my list of things to watch once I get there.
Is it like Cruella, like from the Dalmatian movie?
Yeah. So
like Cruella de Vil?
Yeah, it's Cruella de Vil before the Dalmatian movie. It's like a prequel. And it has Emma Stone in it. Have you not seen any of the trailers or anything?
No.
She looks fantastic.
I like Emma Stone, though.
Oh, she looks really good. It looks like, go check out the trailer. But Caesar says it's a phenomenal movie. It is officially free.
Movie. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was on the premium access where you had to pay $30.
Got it.
But now it's free. So you can watch it if you have Disney Plus, which we both do.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it because you like all those kind of movies.
Yeah, I just, la 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 la. You're going to laugh at me when I tell you what I've been watching for 2 days.
Oh, God. Is it some toddler show?
No.
Is it some trashy show that I would like?
No.
Mm.
Well, I mean, she jokes that she's trashy, and it's a sitcom from the 90s, and it's not Friends.
A sitcom from the 90s?
I don't even know if you know this show.
Probably not. I was going to say Full House, but no one's really trashy in that show.
Funny enough, they made fun of Full House in one episode, but it's called The Nanny. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah, with Fran Drescher or whatever. Yeah, The Nanny. I used to watch that show.
So I used to watch it a lot, too. Before I got on the show, I actually would go to sleep at a late hour and watch all the Nick shows at the end, whatever, like the midnight
show. Nick at Night?
Nick at Night, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Nanny was always on, George Lopez. So I watched a lot of Nanny. And Facebook, for whatever reason, started sending me a bunch of clips. Like, hey, videos you should watch. It's clips from the show.
That's so random.
Like, but the thing is, you watch one clip, it'll send you a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's what happened with me. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to watch the show from beginning to end. I'm on season two.
What? How many seasons are there?
Six.
Oh, my.
Wait, is it six? I think it was on for 6 years. Let me see. Wow. I think it's like 140 some episodes.
Wow. Are they half hour each?
I think, yeah.
So okay, that makes it better, though.
Yeah, I keep it on the background mostly just
like
to kind of listen.
Like when you fall asleep?
No, because then I won't sleep. If it's something I have never seen before or haven't seen in a long time.
Or don't remember.
Or, yeah, I'm not going to be able to sleep because I'm going to watch it. So I just keep it on while I'm doing laundry or, you know, folding, cleaning the house, cooking.
Kinda
that kind
like
of
like partly paying attention.
Because you can do that with these shows.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
So you're still enjoying it?
Yeah.
20, 30 years later.
Well, when I watched it was like a good 10, 13 years ago. Wait, how old am I? 10, 12. Yeah, like 12 years ago. 13 years ago is when I was watching it. So
I do remember it being very good, though.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Yeah. She jokes that she's like one of the girls like puts like, no, that dress is too short and trashy. That's not, no, you shouldn't be wearing that. Just go put it back in my closet. She makes fun of herself, which I love.
Yeah.
And I hear she's making a comeback. And I'm not going to delve too deep into it. But if you ever get a chance, like, she, Fran Drescher to me is like Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
Who, she was really awesome and really big in her heyday, and then some tragic things happened to her, and she kind of stayed out of the limelight for a long time.
But see, I don't even know what happened to
her. Oh, it's pretty dark.
It's, like, in her personal life?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that has to do with her acting career? Or
no, something,
her personal life, and then...
Something bad happened to her. It wasn't even, like, a personal life thing. Something, like, happened to her, and it was pretty awful. You can always read about it. I don't want to get into it. But... Like, I've seen her in the last few years kind of popping up here and there. So I'm excited for her and I'm rooting for her. I want to see more of her. And I think that's awesome.
Is she popping up like in movies or like guest starring somewhere?
I think she was doing like a show, like a new series here. And like, I've seen like other like clips. I'm like, oh, she's here again because you see her at this age now.
Yeah. So whatever happened in her personal life made her kind of take a step back.
Oh, yeah. For many years. But.
Oh, well, honestly, she's probably well off if she kind of was smart with her money, because The Nanny was such a popular show.
I mean, I'm not actually sure how she did financially, but I'm curious, like, what other shows, like, what are your comfort shows, like, from back in the day? Like, is there anything you always go back to?
I mean, speaking of Nick at Night, every night at 9 p.m., Friends does start, and Friends is on for hours, and that's when I usually try to crawl into bed, but I, like, I'm still not sleepy yet, so I'm like, well, let me just put this on until my eyes are getting heavy, and then I'll shut it off.
So you can fall asleep.
Yeah. I don't really, like, go back and watch shows, though. Mm-hmm. I'm very much one of those, like,
one and done.
Yeah, and I'm, like, a new show person, and because I like reality shows so much, there's usually, like, one winner at the end of it. So it's nothing, you don't want to repeat, like, why repeat it? Because you already know what's going to happen.
Right. For me, the only show like that I would watch over it again, I wouldn't now because it's kind of cringy to watch, is America's Next Top Model, because I love seeing how they get made up.
Even though
I know who wins or not, like, I never really cared about that. I cared about, like, how they pose, like, the photography aspect of it, the makeup artistry, you know, all that stuff. So I would rewatch those. But looking back, I'm like, wow, that's really cringy, a lot of the stuff that was said and done.
Yeah. So, well, and it's been, like, so many years since that show's been on.
Oh, yeah.
That I feel like a lot of the stuff would not fly anymore.
That's what I mean. It's just like, oh, you said that, or you made them dress in blackface. That's weird.
Yeah.
Tyra, you're a person of color. How did you think that was okay? Anywho.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see what your... It's not a guilty pleasure, but it's your comfort show. Show or
movie.
So
The Nanny is yours right now. Because yours was Friends for...
A long time.
Life, really.
Yes. And so right now I'm watching Friends. It's The Nanny. And it's funny because, like, there are times where I'm like, oh, that wouldn't fly today. But it's not nothing too crazy.
Yeah. There is a lot of that in the older shows, though.
It just shows that, you know, with every generation, we grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear that from you guys. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.